Och in the shiva. You don't have enough hair for a haircut, Lafay. Okay,
here.
We finished Perek. We started here. You finished Perek. You listening to Chayyim?
I am here.
What? Okay, my mark is in Pei Dalet. Huh? Where have you got mom?
Ah, yeah, yes, it's right.
No, no, I'm not arguing with this thing. Yeah, I'm just passing like this. Lishmo, maybe Lesimcha v'tuv lev of Perek Yud Aleph. Let's see what Lishmo has to do with this. We spoke a bit about that day about mitzvah Lishmo. We spoke about a veira Lishmo. Let's see what this has to do with anything. Why the Lishmo is what brings us to the Simcha v'tuv lev of. And it's the lack of the Simcha v'tuv lev of. It's the lack of the Simcha v'tuv lev of, which is why we're still in Golos. As the Pasuk testifies. Echad ha-menegoyim ha-ma'afayinim es doreinu ku-ayush. One of the characteristics that describes this generation is yush. How do you translate yush? Despair, giving up. Yush, yush, you don't have to translate it. Yush is yush. Rabbi Mibnei Adam, mistoivim biyushamim chasrei tikva, ubeika chasrei simcha. Many of the generation, once again, he doesn't do statistics, I don't know how many. Oh, we all have that sense. A lot of people are walking around without any hope. Even Israeli taxi drivers who had every solution to every problem in the world today, they don't have too many solutions. So Israeli taxi drivers, you couldn't tell them anything, they knew everything. Even today, they'll tell you, I need lawyer there. It's shocking news, by the way. When Israeli taxi driver says to you, I need lawyer there, you must know that's Mashiach. I think an Israeli taxi driver doesn't know. The only problem a taxi driver in Israel ever had is how to get everybody to agree with him. Because he was right, and they just had to get everybody to go with his mahala. The only problem he had, he knew everything. Today, no. So that's and of course there's chos v'simcha. People are lacking happiness. The good is who he yosod v'sherev kolach atoyim v'hakil kulim hanim tzoyim v'dareinu. And that's the foundation and the root of all the sins and the destruction and the damages that you found in our generation. Chosa simcha v'chosa kore v'chishu v'seinu. We're lacking simcha. And we don't really know who we are and how choshuv we are. The world's designed to make you feel very small. And that's the opposite of what a Jew is supposed to feel. Lack of self-confidence. And that leads ultimately to sadness and depression. And of course, that leads to, I'm saying this, he's not saying this, I'm saying that, that leads to Pirkus oil. Because if you're miserable, you don't have any responsibilities, and that's the biggest benefit of being miserable, is you just potter from all responsibility. Rabbi Maim, that's what I'm saying, that's the benefit, that's the incredible benefit of being miserable, is you're potter from responsibility. Can't find the baby.
Yeah, it's a bit missing.
Rabbi Meir, that's the whole point. Rabbi Meir, hamachapsim pitaron l'stibchoyches nafshi zu. Ach lo, Rabbi Meir, amatzlichim liagir l'simcha v'tuv leivot. Many people looking for solutions to these problems, but very few arrive at simcha v'tuv leivot. Obviously, in all circumstances, not just when it's going good, all the time. Further than that, all the problems and difficulties, personal problems and difficulties that people are going through, Everyone's suffering from something. Don't think there's anybody out there that's got it just all good. One suffering from chayli, zeman, yes, anius, with the chkus, one person suffering from sickness, another person suffering from poverty, echad mi oikav shidduch, someone's growing a grandfather shidduch, achami bayot b'shalom bayis, or b'chinuch yolodim, or they can't have children, many, many, everyone's got a problem. There's no one who's, everything's just glad. Magvonot tzum shel bayot pratiyut, v'kol echad boifen prati soivul es sev loy. Everybody in his private world is suffering, he's suffering. Used to be a time when Tzoras Rabin was Chetzi Nechoma. Well, everyone's going through the same thing, and therefore that's a shtickl Nechoma. Matzav Zegoyer Vikvosov, Atzbon Ruach V'dikayon Chadashim V'dikayon Chadashim Levakrim. Rotzene Latzia V'Perek Zeh B'Siyat Nishmai Nekudas Chashiva Chadasha Shatoz Lanu Mitbodeh Ibayazu. The problem, everybody agrees, everybody knows is there. To some extent, some more, some less, different areas, but it's there. It's in the air. You can't get away from it. A lot of it has to do, by the way, is just with the media, with advertising. The peer pressure that comes about through the media is a surefire recipe for depression. Because you're never going to be like him and you're never going to achieve it. And it's in you do. You're a nobody. You're a nothing. So that's why you have to win a tech from the media. That's the first thing you have to win a tech is from the media. Because that's killing you. It's keeping you alive. Social media, advertising, a call. But now let's see what he has to say. Hainu kecholmi. Miyadach echar asukas, tavshinayin gimel, iskayim ushlayim nifchan la'alfe, nefchanim chedashim ala de irgun vishinante. Rabbi Zil, a lot of people don't know, Rabbi Zil started an organization called Vishinante, which is running today still. And he was to get people to learn a lot and be right mifchanim on a lot of learning. And there was financial prizes. He raised a fortune of money, paid himself a lot of money, and he raised a lot of money to this. And he started this thing called Vishinanta. And after Sukkot, every year, my son-in-law was involved in it. Every year after Sukkot, they have a big gathering, whatever, and they have a big mifchan. And Shinev Chanukelech and Ma'ot Dafe Gemara. Gemara should place hundreds of Dafe. I think the last mifchan was 600 Dafe. Right? What's so hard? What's the big deal? This event every year, meragesh, get very emotional from this every year. He said the last one, I don't know when this was, a few years ago. Ein Gimel. Oh, right, he said, Ein Gimel. So, Ein Gimel. Okay. What, 10 years ago, there? 9 years ago, 10 years ago. So, as he said, we in this new matzav of Hushuv Hashem Yeshiva Sion, Einu Kecholmi. We feel like dreamers. Kofulem Shivim Shana Michag Asukas Shal Shtas Tavshin Gimel. 70 years from Tavshin Gimel. What was Tavshin Gimel? Huh? What was Tavshin Gimel? The end of the war. Founding of the state, the end of the war. Niskati Ketzav Chogu B'Shnash Tavshin Gimel Eschag Asukas Istarnanu Mipnei Anatsim Nefshunim Al Bushim Goyim Gedalnu Es Shareinu Kegoyim Anu Zoych Es Shaniyeti HaGoy Shel Shabbos. Tavshin Gimel must have been before the end of the war. But they were still in the middle of celebrating sukkahs, dressing up as goyim, hiding from the goyim. You can work it out. It's 2022 and we pay base. So do the cheshbon, do the math while we learn. Which was when? 22 minus 80 years? Huh? 43. It was during the war. So the sukkahs they had, they were hiding from the Nazi. They were dressed up like goyim. They grew the hair like goyim. He was like the goy of Shabbos. He was a kid. He was 6, 7 years old. He was the goy shel Shabbos. Hayti yelad katan. But we call Shabbos, hayti choyle v'sa'ez shelani. He was to milk the goat. Shemini anu la chalav Yisroel. That's already where they chalav Yisroel. Tulazu shimshu lanu hasva mushlemet. Hagoyim lomdim mekach shanu be'emes goyim gemurim. The goyim saw that these must be goyim. They wanted to prove that they were goyim. They wanted the goyim to think they were Jews. If you see a Jew milking a cow or an ez on Shabbos service, then he's a goyim. Jews don't do that. V'enei, v'tzakarev chag ha-sukah zvadei shelo yichoni lasu sukah regila. How are you going to make a sukah? It's not going to be so simple. Shai anachnu goyim. Goyim don't make sukahs. Achavi zatsa lo pasak melechshov keitzei lo yichol ha-kayim mitzi sukah. They put on tefillin every day as well in the bank. There were people there watching him the whole day. He found a way to put on tefillin every day without anybody knowing. They managed to have four children during the war as well. So not understood how they did that. Why they did that, his mother explained, but how they did that, I don't know. Anyway, now he wants to make a sukkah. The advertising why you're at Avin here, why you're crushing rubbing the queries bin. Near where they were hanging out, there was a construction site. There was lots of wood and whatever, rubble and stuff like that. Avi Niglash Lugoy. So his father went to the goy in charge of the place there. The building site, Vamrelo, the famimo mistabech in Masach Nasa. The Mishnah mechapeset oto. He said sometimes he has problems with Masach Nasa, something most people have some problem with somewhere along the line. That's a problem with Masach Nasa. The police sometimes look for him. Utsarech makom machboy. At Yavoza, he needs a hiding place until the Masach Nasa stops looking for him. Genius. He wants to hide in these wooden poles and whatever that were lying there on the building side. Shamlo Ekhsoto, they're not going to look for him. They're going to look for a guy hiding out on the building side in the wooden building. Lachesh etachav liyad agoy schum agon. Obviously, you have to go, you need to pay. You have to get favors out of a goy. Robin. His kim hala letek lo etam naftech. Gave him the key for the building side. אבי נכנס מפעם לפעם, ומחליט לבנות סוכה קטנה, שגבוה קצת יותר מ-20 מעשור תפוחים. זאת אומרת, סוכה קטנה, זה בין חייב עם תפוחים. כלפי חוץ היית נרס, כערימס, קרשים. אך בפנים היית לא סוכה קשיר, כתעה סוכה דין, עונה עצה לתת לה תפעה לבוי, ונמצא לו איזה קוי של סוכה. קוי של סוכה. בשלב תם שין גימל, יום ראשון של סוכה חל בשבס, אני שוב הייתי הגוי של שבס. That day, Sukkos, that year, Sukkos was on Shabbos. He was a good Shabbos. The Dalt et Hayayin v'chalot. Vishim Laila Lachnu, Avi v'Dodi v'ani, Stofanu v'Sukkah, Ketana k'azu. He took the wine. They still had wine and challahs. This was in Hungary. Before the Nazis got to the end of the war. But they were still hiding out because the ghettos and the gathering together already started. They went, him and his uncle and his father, they went and they squeezed into his little sukkah. And they had a sukkah, a sukkah. And they had a sukkah, a sukkah. Why did it? Now the sukkah, when I came to the sukkah, when I came to the sukkah, the sukkah, many years later, living in America, I went to visit his parents in sukkah. And I came to the sukkah, the rachas, the kushetes, the coffin, the yadeh, the nechdeh, and they were sitting in a big sukkah with all the decorations, with the table, with the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Shalti es Avi, im hu zoche ta sukkah shelanu b'shnas Tavshin Gimel. Abba, you remember the sukkah we had there back in Tavshin Gimel? Amali Avi shehu mitgageya le sukkah zeh. He says he yearns for that sukkah. Mi oylam lo chave es kudusha saga shaga sukkah shema boyisa sukkah. He said, I've never felt kudusha sukkah like I did that year in the sukkah. Many people told that book. Chashavti la'atzmi, Ribbono shel Olam, 70 shana chalfu anu nimtzoim kan be'eretz Yisrael, nor nedofim al tzavareinu. No one's chasing us. No one's trying to kill us. You want to make a sukkah? Make a sukkah. If you make it in the street, you may get a knas. You may. Nobody's stopping you from sitting in the sukkah. Yeshu v'sukkos mervochim u'toros b'sadinim levonim v'kushotim v'kushutim ma'isumim. White sheet, beautiful sukkah with all the kishutim that the children made that you bought, unbelievable. Chag. We cooked beautiful house of full of all the wonderful delicacies for the Chag. Music, the Simchas Chag, the Kol Kivun. Because those Einu Doime, Ein Lanu is a Simcha, but we don't have the same Simcha that we had back there on the Balkan site in that little wooden sukkah. Ma Soda Tomun Chag. Well, what's hiding here? We all know what he means. If you don't understand it intellectually, intuitively, you have a feeling of what he's talking about. Ma'asod.
It's not a sukkah.
The more you invest, the more you get out of it, ultimately. Okay, that's possibly one of the reasons. But today there's also a certain amount of mysterious nefesh goes into Mughal Sukkah. And we don't feel the simcha. In fact, most people are miserable on Sukkahs more than any other chag. Because on Sukkahs, you have a mitzvah to be the simcha, and you're not the simcha, you're miserable because you're not the simcha. Most time you're just miserable. On Sukkahs, you're miserable because you're not the simcha. That's a worse kind of misery. Ma'asoda tomonka, ma'asoda simcha. What is the secret of happiness and where is it found? We learn the sugya, we understand the secret, understand the foundations of the sugya, and then we're able to reveal what is that which creates simcha v'tuv leiv. Kimdoni, shesod inyan oimed al yesodos hadvarim amurim leil kufi shenisbar. As we mentioned above, he believes that that's where the sod is, like we spoke about earlier. Kasher kaimenu es mitzvah sukkah b'shtav tavshin gimel, loit izu mitzvah sukkah mitoich kabolas ol teire v'mitzvah. Shemitzad gedra mitzvah zateire yichonu vimtso latzmeinu hawe, tell him lo, lo yichol b'sukkah. That sukkah of tavshin gimel, we were mekaiming the mitzvah because we were mekaiming a mitzvah. We were doing it because we have a chiv to keep a mitzvah. Yichonu the potter from sukkah. Yeah. Plenty ways to find honest Rahmana potters and a tail not to eat in a sukkah. Had they not eaten in a sukkah that Yolokhari, they wouldn't have been punished for. So why did they keep the mitzvah? They kept the mitzvah because of something to do with Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. We take Avas na Shemis Barah. We take Tchush Tzvimis. A person's not moist and nefesh for a mitzvah, he doesn't have an inner reality about that mitzvah. The Yidden that made matzahs in Auschwitz, they weren't doing that because of Torah mitzvahs. Because Torah mitzvahs, you potter from matzahs. And to risk your life to make matzahs is awesome. So why were they doing it? Well, it's not so potter that it's awesome because there is shmad. But b'shas shmad, you have to give up your life even if you have to just put the wrong shoe on. If they tell you to put your left shoe on first, you have to give up your life with that. That's a shmad b'peyesia. But to kaima mitzvahs asse? Kaima mitzvahs asse? They weren't doing it become Teres Moshe, as we mentioned the Geder lost. They did it b'tech avas Hashem. Tchush ha-pnim me'isayim ha-sibayin shalem ma'ashalo yasa ha-goyim la'frit b'neinu anu lor nifrad. Hashem, whatever the goyim are doing to try and separate us from you, we're not separated. We're going to keep the mitzvahs no matter what. Not come mitzvahs anoshimul lumadu, not because of habit, not because that's what we do. Yeshivas, because I said, kura lishmo. Why did you keep this mitzvah? Kura lishmo, you're doing it for Hashem. I'm potter from this mitzvah. I don't have to do this mitzvah. I would be fully excused if I didn't do this mitzvah. I'm doing this mitzvah because I want you, Hashem. I want the kirv selokim. Toike rotzuf ave v'argosha pnimis azu hu livad mebiya simcha v'lo shum goyrim chitzoni. It was not external factors that brought the simcha. It was an internal feeling of wanting to be mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing this, Hashem, because I want to be with you. And where does a Jew spend time with Hashem? In sukkahs. In a sukkah, and I want to be with you. He wasn't doing it because you've got to keep the mitzvah. He was doing it because he wanted the kesher with Hashem. It wasn't very comfortable sitting in the sukkah. So not so comfortable. Lo kishutim, velo mokem noah, betzvifus, bemihurus, b'chasheicha, it was dark, that you eat quickly. Then you sit back on the lounge suite, you know, in the beautiful light. you know, chill while you're eating three different types of meat. No, no. Avdavka as bitpatsis a simka balale uzo. That's where the simka burst forth with all the Adam Poil Pula Laman Hashem is Barach Bilti Lashem Lavoda. We're doing something kulu for Hashem, only for Hashem, because for me there's not much in this. There ain't that much in it for me. It's uncomfortable, it's cold, it's not so nice, the food's not so good. So why are you sitting in a sukkah? Hashem. Lo yishavni b'sukkah b'shvil atzmeini. We don't sit in the sukkah because of us. Po yotzum in ha-koyach el ha-poyel b'mola ha-utzma ha-ave shal heim yikatleinu lo yachem. Shal elokai gam in tisrafeinu b'ish lo osif kim la-ave otcho. What came out of this was? Hashem, even if you burn me in fire, the only thing I'll do is add more and more love. You're not gonna minimize my love for you, no matter what you do for me. They were hidden that ate the little bit of chometz that the Nazis gave them in Machshmom. On Leila Seder, they ate that l'kayim mitzvahs b'chayvehem. They couldn't eat matzahs, they had no matzahs. They had to eat because if you don't eat, you're gonna die. The little bit that they gave them was barely enough to keep them alive. They were hidden on Leila Seder. They took this piece of chometz and said, hidden more for the mumas and l'kayim mitzvahs b'chayvehem. We can't keep mitzvahs achilas matzahs. But we'll keep for chayv and why Hashem? Why are we staying alive? Who wants to stay alive in that matzah? For you, Hashem. For you. Yeshiva Sukkah, Zu Shal Shnas Tavshin Gimel, Mitzu Sa'isa Shanachlu Avdonu Es Hashem, Lo HaKolish Boruch Hu Shiret Otanu Kiyoy, Lachashim Shonim, Shachiv Hashem O Aleinu, Vani Yoishin Kulanu Chayim Ayob, the sukkas mervochas umufaros, murgolim v'taf nukim v'chay tanugos. 70 years later, we're sitting in Hashem's made our sukkas very big, and we're sitting kulam chay mayom in beautiful sukkas. You can tayel. You can look at to matayel in your sukkah. Today, people can matayel in their sukkas. You're giving up to go for a teal. You're giving up to go for a teal in your sukkah. Not everybody. Some people have little sukkahs. How about the sukkahs today? Your teh pachot are very nice. And we have lovely food, and we have, it's beautiful, it's lovely. The kids come, it's a lot more kef. Murgolim betafkunim v'chaytanev v'schay haruach shelanu alunim v'liyo yisachayim v'legamre. Anu mitkashim l'koyr v'mitzvah z'almanah shelanu yeh tov u'gashmak. We mechabed to turn mitzvahs today because it's gashmak. It's good for us to see what's going on right now in the world. And we, for us, it's geschmack. Sukkah's geschmack, no? Ah, Sukkah's geschmack. It's geschmack, it's careful, I like it. And a nice thing, Stocker, big day, like a bell, sure. Why do you give Stocker? Because Rav Chaim will go to Amokah and Davin for you. And we'll pray for your name and we'll give. Oh, it seems Suguna Zook, they'll arviach to Elis, Kuzu Acheris. This Suguna, that Suguna, because we want to get what we want to get out of Hashem. What can I get out of a ship? I want nachas for my children. I want briyut. I want panosa. I want health. I want. There's nothing wrong in want. We want it for good reasons. We're not talking about the problem of wanting it for the wrong reasons. We want it for the right reasons. But it's all based on what can I get from Hashem. That's what a segula is, no? What's a segula? You want something from Hashem. You can't get it yourself, so you do some segula. What about tefillah, by the way? What about tefillah? Tefillah is something else. Let's speak about tefillah, another part. It's something else. They just need a segula to set up the whole Shmon Esra as one big bakasha. That needs to be understood as well. And then it's Manda Kamisla, tefillah. But that's what we want. We have everything and we want more. We're not happy. Back then, 70 years ago, we sat in a little broken down sukkah, fearing for our lives. We were happy. His uncle, he told him in Chelek Aleph, the Nazis caught them the one Friday night. They took him into the police station in the Gestapo headquarters and they beat his uncle to death in front of them. And he turned around to his father and said, Abba, Lama Dona Chiu, why is he smiling? Why is his daughter, whatever, Saba? It was his grandfather, his uncle, Lozoche. Why is he laughing? Why is he so happy? Was he so happy? So he said to him, he's been waiting his whole life to become the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to dance Kiddush Hashem. He shouldn't be happy. Rabbi Akiva b'shai soy. Kol yomov. He's been waiting for this. He shouldn't be happy. That's how these people grew up. In the midst of that suffering, in the midst of that torture, he's happy because he's with Hashem. Because it's about Hashem, not about me. The world today took Hashem out of the center and put man at the center. Well, that's a recipe for misery. Why? What's the recipe? When you're focusing on what you want, when you're focusing on your rights, you know, rights face aside. Here we've got rights for everything. Woman rights, animal rights, cockroach rights, rights, human rights, animal rights, rights for everything. So you're a taker. Rights is about taking, correct? Obligations is about giving. What am I obligated to give? Rights are what can you give me? A society that's based on rights is destined to be miserable. Why? Because you're taking. And when you're taking, you're rochok from Hashem. You can't get more rochok from Hashem when you're taking. That's the one thing Hashem can't do. You can't take. So when you're taking, you couldn't be further away from Hashem. And when you're giving, you couldn't get closer to Hashem. When you're close to Hashem, you're happy. When you're far away from Hashem, you're miserable. That's why the greatest human rights country in the history of the human race is the most depressed nation that ever was. Which nation eats more antidepressants than America today? Nothing's changed in 3 years. Probably just got a bit worse. That's America. Right. It's a recipe for disaster. And our Yiddishkeit looks like that. Magierli, magierli, magierli. You'll see it in the Frum adverts. Magierli chayot. You deserve more. It's clear. You don't deserve anything. Mama, you deserve. I don't deserve anything. Everything Hashem does is full of chesed. I'm happy that He's given to me. And I'm grateful. What can I do for you now, Hashem? That breeds happiness. Focusing on what I want, my comfort, because that's all we want at the end of the day, is just to be comfortable. That's the opposite of pain. Comfort. Not any pain, we want comfort. It's a recipe for misery.